All right, welcome back to the Book Beat. And joining us for the first time is an author who has written a book that I know you all are going to find absolutely fascinating. It's called The Ultimate Mental Power, the ICO Meditation Technique. The young brother who's written it, his name is Roger M. Davis, and he's going to, also known as Baba Yor Dion Solex. Did I get that right, Roger?
A little bit off. It's Baba Yor Dion Solex.
Look at this.
Eco meditation technique.
Eco meditation techniques. My apologies. The ultimate mental power. The eco meditation technique. Roger's joining us for the first time. Roger, how are you doing?
I'm doing fine, brother. Peace and blessings to you and all your listeners as well.
Welcome to the Book Beat. It is just a delight to have you here. Hey Roger, I've got your book. I've had a chance to read through it. Man, what an accomplishment! I need to know, what led you on this path to writing about ultimate mental power?
Well, it's been an ultimate journey. I would best explain it as a life journey. It's been the process of starting at a very young age, asking fundamental questions about why are we here, what are we here for, what are the bases for many of the problems we face in society, be it racism, sexism, many of the problems, homelessness. And I started at a very young age questioning that. I remember when I was in elementary school, I was very interested in social studies and history, and that prompted me to begin to explore and to look for answers.
Well, you know, that seems, I mean, to actually start having those kinds of questions in your head as a young age, that's quite a compliment to you, my man.
Well, you know, I credit that to my mother. She was the type of woman, I grew up in a public housing project in the Bronx, New York. But she was the type of person who instilled certain values, always took us out on weekends to museums, to the zoo, those kinds of things, and made us aware of many of the things that now we still are concerned about in this present period. That is, what are African Americans going to do as a people as we come to the new millennium? And then deeper questions about what is the nature of the conditions that exist in America and throughout the world as we approach this Y2K phenomenon coming up at the end of the year?
Ultimate mental power, the eco meditation technique. This is grounded in, this book is grounded in several different, I want to say philosophies or principles. Am I not right?
That's correct. What inspired the book was I looked at a lot of the personal growth, inner growth, self-help kinds of programs and teachings that are being espoused by many people today, like Deepak Chopra, Ilana Van Zandt, Shakti Gugwan, and I said to myself, where are they getting this from? You know, what is the basis of these teachings? And so that led me into an exploration of the origins of many of these self-help, positive, inner growth programs. And I discovered that a lot of this is based in some of the ancient classical civilizations, in particular the Nile Valley civilization associated primarily with Egypt, and the Indus Valley civilization associated with India. And so I began to look at the philosophical systems that these two great civilizations developed, and also in particular the emphasis that they placed on self-development, or what we now basically know as the knowledge of the self. And much different than our focus today in modern society, which is basically materialism, materialistic, conspicuous consumption, the ancient cultures centered around self-development and centered around spirituality and some deeper kinds of processes than our kind of more or less cosmetic society we have today.
Roger, what is it about those philosophies that are so compelling, so attractive to so many people? What is it that they do that, or what is it that they espouse that others seem to miss?
Well, what they do specifically is they give us a formula, or what I more appropriately call applied spiritual technology. They give us a technology that allows us to access almost what we would call scientific principles of life, understanding life, and self-development. One of the other things that I discovered in the process of researching the book, as well as over the last 20 years of my own personal practice of meditation, yoga, and many of these inner growth systems, is that much of what we have based our lives on over the last 4,000 years of history is largely rooted in major religious systems or the texts that come or the scriptures that come from these religions. And one of the things that I identify in this book is that much of what we are operating from is in fact contaminated. Many of our ancient scriptures were interpolated or altered or changed for political or economic reasons. And as a result, a lot of the information that has been brought down over the generations is corrupted. Not dissimilar, I might add, from how a computer software program can be corrupted by a virus. In fact, there are viruses in the Bible and the Quran and the Gita and many other of the ancient scriptures that have been placed there and often will mislead or confuse people from identifying their own path of inner power and self-development.
Well, that's, you know, that's an interesting analogy of the computer virus, a virus, you know, going into a software program and the contamination of some of the things that we now take for granted, you know, as being part of the ancient writings.
Yeah, and I spend several chapters in the book identifying this, in particular in terms of how the yogic system was corrupted, how certain philosophical systems that emanated out of India were altered and changed to accommodate the supremacy of the priesthood, to, in some cases, identify certain concepts that would allow other individuals to dominate other individuals, as in the caste system. And many of these same practices and processes extended, you know, to this day in, you know, the things that exist in terms of class and race and other problems that we see still flowing from these alterations and changes.
Wow. Well, you know, I want my listeners to get a real good sense of the type, the amount of work and the type of information that's in here. One, we're looking at 424 pages, ladies
exactly.
and gentlemen.
Exactly. 19 chapters, 424 pages.
Whoa, I tell you.
And you know, it's graphically illustrated. One of the things I wanted to make sure was that we not only gave people the information, but we displayed it in a pictorial way, in a graphic way, so that it would be a user-friendly guide. There are actual worksheets. There are things that you can use in the book that will help you set up your own meditation program.
And I like to use the old saying from, you know, when they used to make movies, they talk about, you know, years in the making. I'm holding the book that I know. This book, Ultimate Mental Power. How much time are we talking here, Raj?
In terms of how much time it takes to use the system, or
how long did it take you to put this together?
Oh, how long did it take me?
Yeah.
Well, I started working on this book in 1992.
Okay.
Of course, my work has spanned over 20 years now. The organization which I founded in 1979, which is called the International Academy of Ecologics and Advanced Studies, was developed to basically put into motion a reinterpretation and an understanding of how to take meditational practices and the yoga practices and apply them to the needs of people in the modern era, that we all can't become, you know, like the sages of the past, and we operate in a modern technological society. So, you know, we can't just all put on little robes and sit in, you know, meditation caves somewhere or twist ourselves up like pretzels. There has to be a more practical expression of how to relate this to people who are living in urban communities and in a modern society. And that's one of the things that Ultimate Mental Power also addresses.
Well, let's give my listeners some sense of that practical application that you talk about in urban settings. Take a couple examples from your book. What would be some things that people in urban settings in reading this book, what are some different exercise, mental exercises that they can begin to engage in?
Well, one of the things that the book helps you to understand is various techniques in yoga, breathing techniques that can be helpful in stress reduction. There's a whole section of the book that deals with a yoga science called Dharana healing, which is a self-healing system. Some practical things that you can do on a daily basis to avoid debilitating or chronic illnesses or diseases.